Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got Scott Jagow in the KMOX newsroom. Oh, and by the way, we also want to thank Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing. Part of their 100 Acts of Kindness. This show, the station, and Jerry Kelly went in on getting Ronnie's Cinema to do that show.
It's awesome. Like you mentioned, Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing. 100 Acts of Kindness. But as soon as January 1st rolls around, Scott, Chris and I are regressing to the mean. Get it?
Yeah.
We're going to be mean.
Oh, you're going to be mean.
Because we don't have to be nice anymore.
You guys are already mean. What are you talking about? You're already mean.
Hold on. Hold the hell on, Scott. What are you talking about?
Yeah. What, are you going to hang out with Jeff?
Shut up, Scott. Yeah, we'll go hang out with Jeff.
I will. Thank you.
So I think that we decided, unless Jerry Kelly says, hey, we want to keep this going. We want to keep 100 acts of kindness.
I don't think
we
will.
Maybe we want to do 200 acts of kindness in January. If they don't, Amy and I are, instead of acts of kindness, we are regressing to the mean.
Okay. Isn't that a great, aren't we clever, Scott?
You're always clever.
Thanks.
I can't wait to see what acts of meanness you're going to
Well, it won't be purposeful.
Yeah, it'll just be our status quo.
Yeah, status.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes more sense. All right.
So What's you're up? Getting old. What happened?
You are too, everybody.
No, I just was thinking about it because I've been going through this post-surgery nightmare for the last month of
your rotator
pain,
cuff,
bicep, clavicle, all being fixed. And it's just, you know, I've just been thinking about getting old and the things that go with it. But also because I do three good things, I try to put a positive spin on stuff. So a couple weeks ago, my three good things was about the good things about pain, because pain actually does. It's a flag for you. It's a way of the doctors call it like the fifth vital sign. So I was just explaining to people the good things that go along with pain. So now I'm going to try to do the same thing, I think, this weekend with getting older. Hmm. But getting older is someone once told me recently that the best years of their life was behind them. And I was like, I don't like that thought, you know?
Yeah.
Even though it might be true.
Was it Ronge?
Whoa.
Hold on.
No, it was not. No, I mean, you know, for a lot of people, people do think that way. Like, it's never. But when you look into getting older, there are a lot of things about it that are quite compelling.
Such as?
So I'm going to start with...
Because yesterday we were talking about making old man noises.
Yeah.
Is that part of it? Because with the older you get, you're allowed
do you
to...
Do
you
this,
make
Scott?
Noises.
Oh, yeah. Do your teeth suck?
Don't make that noise.
Yeah. Old men do
I don't
that.
Do that, no.
Do you
not
blow
yet.
Do you blow your nose at the restaurant table? That's another old man activity.
No, I don't think I do that one either.
When you stand up, do you go...
I do that one.
When you sit down, do you go, do you do that?
Yeah.
When you get into an Uber, do you go, oh boy.
I do that.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I make sounds like a coffee maker in the morning.
He's percolating.
Gross.
So I'll do the serious part first, and then I'll get into some funny things. But, you know, wisdom and perspective, I do find that you do have that sense of wisdom. And if you're in a relationship, particularly a new relationship or a new friendship, I definitely see the wisdom and perspective of my years helping me to cope with whenever we have a situation. You know what I mean? Like when you're younger, you just don't have all that. So you don't have the tools, the resources to deal with stuff when things go bad. Maybe deeper relationships too. More time and independence. opportunity for new roles, different career paths that you can take as you get older, things like that. And this one, I don't know. This is some of this was from AI. Fewer ailments. I was like, what?
Fewer ailments?
This thing says, well, not universal. Older adults often develop stronger immune systems and experience fewer aches and pains. See, this is where AI is just not that
good. I can see making an argument for you get fewer colds. You don't get a cold as much the older you get. You develop more immunity. Maybe stuff like that. But everything else falls apart.
Before we get too funny, I will say on your wisdom side of things, I can't tell if I'm grateful for where I am now at 42, like how much I've learned, or discouraged that it's taken me this long to even get here. Do you know what? I still feel young. And I know 42, you know, like, oh, it is young. I get it. But when I was younger, when I was 20, 42 was ancient. I mean, that was old. We talked about Over the Hill, the black balloons and the tombstones. And 42 feels young to me. So I feel like, wow, I'm really kind of figuring out, well, it could be a lot of things. Faith is a big part of my life and, you know, your character, who you are, what makes you tick, all of that. But I'm also kind of discouraged that it took me this long to get here. Does that feel normal? Do you all feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I would actually say sometimes I feel like, how did I go up and then come back down?
Yes, right. Well, you have almost more questions.
Over the hill.
Yes.
I don't even know where the hill is. I don't remember being on top of the hill.
I think the hill's much later.
I'm at the bottom of the hill.
The hill's later than it used to be. Yeah. But they don't do the over the hill parties anymore.
Mm-mm.
Remember how I remember when I was younger, older people around me, they would have these over the hill with the black balloons, all that stuff.
No, I don't see it.
Nobody does that anymore. It wasn't it over 30? 30 was considered the hill, wasn't it? Or was it 40?
It was 40.
I specifically remember when I was a kid, maybe I was about 10 years old. I remember having the thought of, I wonder what my life will be like in the year 2020.
Right.
That would be 50. Years old. And now it's 2025. Unbelievable. But I remember having that thought, like, I wonder what it'll be like. And then you get here and you're nothing like I thought it was going to be. Not necessarily in a bad way, just different.
Well, you know how they say the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. I do think there's something with that, with age.
That's
a form of wisdom, is just realizing how much you don't know.
This is a niche thought, kind of. But I used to, when I was working in baseball, I used to think to myself, why do these guys? Because I know what a lot of them are like, and not all of them. There are some really good family men out there in baseball and in professional sports. But I used to wonder, why do these guys get married at 25 and 26? Because I know what they're doing when they're on the road. So why not wait until you're four? You could, and here's what I used to say. You could be 40 years old and find a wife. So why not just wait until then? And I used to think 40 was so ancient looking ahead. But dude, for me, that was 8 years ago and it doesn't even feel like anything, you know? But I remember being 25, looking at these guys like, just wait, man. Wait till you're old. Wait till you're old and 40 and then you can find a mate. Why are you?
Sounds like you're talking about a couch or lawn chairs or something. You can go out and buy a wife when you're 40.
What I'm saying is, if you're going to be that kind of guy who's on the road and, you know,
philanderer,
you can go do that for a while you're playing baseball. And then when you're done, you could be 40 years old and find a nice lady.
I don't know how nice.
But the point is, I used to think that 40 sounded really, really ancient, and it wasn't.
No,
it isn't.
But everybody has a different path. That's the thing. That was part of the wisdom you gain as you get older. You realize, you know what? I am doing life the best way I know how to do it. And there's pitfalls and crashes and great moments. But you come to appreciate those moments, the great ones, because they are kind of few and far between in the daily grind. But I don't know. You have to accept. Maybe as you get older, you accept who you are. The decisions you make, even if you make bad ones, you know, hey, that was a Scott decision right there. Even if it didn't go as well as I had hoped, it was like I was just being me.
Yeah.
You know?
Does that comfort you?
I do like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can't get complacent about, you know, if you're not doing life as well as you thought you would. But you're always striving to be better, but I do accept, you know, this is the way my brain works. It's okay. But I want to hear the perspective of somebody else, a comedian who's been around a long time, Andy Huggins. Oh, yeah? Yeah, Matt. I'm pointing at you.
Matt's 40 years ago, when I started doing stand-up, everyone told me it was a great way to meet women. We'll see. I joined a dating site for people my age called Carbon Dating. I asked a woman on the site for her number. She told me it was 140 over 95. The great thing about dating a woman my own age, I don't worry about meeting her parents.
Well, I love that this guy is like 80 years old and is doing stand-up comedy. And he's, you know, he's using his own life, the age that he is, to make people laugh. I think it's great.
That's
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Really good. Is he? I thought he was older than that, even.
He might be. He looks about 97.
Yeah, but he does. He's very funny.
Yeah. So I wrote down some other ones, some little one-liners that I think are pretty good about getting older. George Burns. You remember George Burns?
Yes.
He smoked cigars his whole life, lived to be like 99 and a half or something like that.
And he was blessed, I've heard. Was that him? Was that him?
Yeah, I think so.
That was George Burns.
He said, I was brought up to respect my elders, so now I don't have to respect anybody.
That's pretty good. That's good.
Getting lucky means you found your car in the parking lot.
Oh.
Yeah, you know you're getting older when you have more patience, but it's actually that you just don't care. See, I think that's
pretty good.
When you wake up looking like your driver's license photo. When happy hour is a nap. Mm-hmm. When your address book has mostly names that start with DR.
Oh.
That's funny.
I like that one too.
The opinions of others, which once mattered immensely, begin to shrink in significance. This frees you to engage in hilariously uninhibited behavior. I like that upside.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The twinkle in your eye is merely the reflection from your bifocals. You are this one I love, and I really think this is true. You are at the age when you can't keep up with all the things that you hate.
Dude.
I live that life.
Do you know
it's
what
like,
that is?
I get that.
There are so many things now. They've piled
just
up over the years.
You're over it, man.
Yeah, exactly.
All these things are just over it.
Have you
I get
seen that video? It's become a meme of Hugh Grant saying how he's just one walking pet peeve. He's like, I can't stand water bottles. I can't stand backpacks. I can't stand people who wear backpacks on the back. I can't stand people who wear backpacks on the front. Coats. Like, he just goes on with the most quotidian items, and he just he's irritated by it all.
What was that word?
Quotidian.
Never say that again.
Yeah,
you know what? You just click the button when we ask you to.
Sometimes I think Amy forgets our audience.
I can't spell it to find the definition of it.
Yes, yeah.
Come on, man. You can do it.
How do you look up a word in the dictionary?
Quotidian.
Oh, that easy?
Yeah. Wow.
Quotidian.
Yeah, okay.
That's how you pronounce it.
That's not what I heard. Yeah. Oh, by the way, it was it wasn't George Burns. It was Milton Berle I was thinking of.
Oh, Milton Berle.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Anyway.
So
go ahead.
Just a couple more I've got here. It's a strange realization to be the same age as old people.
Okay.
I think it speeds up, and then all of a sudden, oh, crap,
you're there.
My dad went to some type of, it was like a college reunion breakfast or brunch or whatever, and you know how those Rockhurst kids are. They're always meeting up. Anyway, he walked into the restaurant. He's like, no one was really there. It was like, there was like one table like full of like really old men and whatever, and he's like, so he left, and then his buddy called him. He was like, hey, are you here? He goes, yeah, I walked in. I didn't see anyone. And he's like, no, that's us. We're the table of really old men. He left. My dad left the restaurant because he didn't recognize that. Oh, that's my group? That's a weird thing.
Oh, wow. Since you mentioned going to a restaurant, I had a random story I found today about a guy who was a customer at a restaurant in New York recently and went on Reddit and told the story of how he got the bill. And there was a surcharge on there of 20%. And it said, quiet time surcharge. So he's asked the server, what is this? And the person said, well, management has decided that if the restaurant is empty, we're going to charge you extra. Because
what?
Really, you're getting the whole place to yourself.
Wait, is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. It's an actual thing.
This was in New York?
Yeah. It was in New York City. And it was in the New York Post. The story was
really?
In the Post.
Yeah. So we took
quiet time surcharge.
What?
20%.
That's insane. Because, okay, I can't believe you brought this up. When I was just in Colorado and we had a shuttle and you have to book the shuttle. And it's, you know, you say, okay, I need to be picked up at this time or whatever. And at this trailhead. And it's pretty expensive shuttle. It's like $60 a person just for like a 10-mile ride. But you don't have a choice. So I book the shuttle. There's two of us. $120.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, just, you know, as a heads up, if there are fewer than four people on the shuttle, we charge you $250.
What?
Yes.
That's the same concept,
yes,
really.
Because they're like, because now we're only picking you up. I'm like, that's a you problem.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a me problem.
The management person said, it's like you're flying on a private jet instead of commercial.
What?
I mean, it's so ridiculous.
That's a them problem.
That's absolutely a them problem. I've never even
heard of such a
thing.
I mean, it's a very warped view of dynamic pricing, like what Uber does.
I mean, that's what the shuttle is.
I guess it's the same idea, mm-hmm. but boy, I'm not paying that.
Yeah, absolutely not. And here's I felt bad because I'm looking at the story now, and the server had to come over because the guy says, what is this surcharge? And the server comes over and apparently looked sheepish before having to explain. How embarrassed are you to have to explain your stupid owner or manager's policy of I'm charging more?
What?
Like it's not the server doing it.
Right.
And that server has to tell you, when it's quiet and there's nobody in here,
Same.
We charge you more because you're getting the place to yourself.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
But one of the other great things about getting older, blue hair special.
Is that what blue they
hair.
Call it?
I don't want to
say that.
That's the 5 p.m.
Yeah,
that's when you get there at 4:58.
Yeah.
You get there at 4:58. Yep. You're like, come on, it's 5:00. Open the doors. I love eating early.
I'm not above it at all.
I know.
I really like the blue hair hour.
It's great.
Yeah.
Well, I wish that person, but I know this was in New York and not here, but I wish that person had identified the restaurant because
I couldn't find it either.
Yeah, I'm looking on the Reddit post and they didn't say anything.
But it's hard to make something like that up, so I was thinking it was pretty credible.
Well, like I said, I experienced it because we were on one way, on one ride, we were the only two people on the shuttle, so we got dinged.
That's stupid.
Isn't that crazy?
That's not your fault.
$250 to go 10 miles. Mm.
Sunday morning, three good things, roaming St. Louis and Chat with Stumac.
We were talking about preparing for holiday plans. It's coming. I mean, Thanksgiving,
Love
Christmas,
it.
Right here, right around the
it's
corner.
The
Stu has a funny story about his plans this year.
Well, we'll be listening Sunday morning,
6:30 to 9:30. And now that I'm older, my memory isn't as sharp as it used to be. Also, my memory isn't as sharp as it used to be.
Scott Jagow,
I'm gonna give him a 20% surcharge.
Scott Jagow, dude. I'll charge you 40 for that. Scott Jagow, three good things, roaming St. Louis, chat with Stu Mac. Listen to him Sunday morning. Right now, it's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.